This is the Shofar Wire Morning Edition. Sound the alarm. Report the truth. Here is the judgment on Edom report. The echoes are growing louder. A darkness descends, not as a sudden cataclysm, but as a creeping shadow, a distortion of reality reflecting back at us. Yahuwah has spoken through the prophets, and the signs are undeniable. Edom is in the throes of its prophecy judgment. It is not a judgment of physical annihilation, but of exposure, a revealing of the spirit that has, for generations, sought to usurp the place of the Most High. Consider the illusions presented before us. The so-called entertainment complex, the endless stream of images and sounds, it's not mere diversion. It is a carefully crafted obsidian mirror, reflecting a distorted image of reality, shaping desires, fueling fears, and dulling the spirit. This is the spirit of Babylon, refined and amplified for this age. Remember the fall of Lucifer, as Isaiah foretold the desire to ascend, to be as the Most High. That same ambition breathes life into every manufactured idol, every fleeting trend, every empty promise offered as fulfillment. They offer a counterfeit kingdom, a hollow echo of the true reign of Mashiach. And this isn't simply about what we see on the screen. It's about the very foundations of value, the measures we use to define worth. We speak often of the crimson thread, the digital shekel, the encroaching financial control. But understand, control of the purse strings is merely one facet of their dominion. They seek to control the mind. They seek to define truth itself. The relentless barrage of information, the carefully curated narratives, the promotion of ideologies that stand in direct opposition to the Torah, these are weapons forged in the heart of Edom. They are pipes, as Obadiah declared, draining the wealth and the spiritual strength of Israel, leaving a void filled with emptiness and deception. The shifting winds of Sheba carry whispers of discontent, a growing awareness that the foundations are crumbling. Jacob's gold, the covenant inheritance, is being reclaimed, pulled away from the grasp of those who would misuse it. This is not a call to retreat, but to discern, to recognize the subtle ways in which Edom seeks to bind us, to control the narrative, to dictate the terms of our existence. They offer ease, comfort, and acceptance, but at the cost of our covenant identity, our spiritual heritage, our connection to Yahuwah. Look closely at the foundations being laid, the stones being carefully placed. Zechariah spoke of a rebuilding, a restoration, but what is being built? Is it a true return to the principles of the Torah, a renewed commitment to the covenant? Or is it a carefully constructed imitation, a facade designed to deceive and control? The shekel, the measure of value, must be tied to the stone, to the enduring principles of righteousness. If the currency is divorced from covenant, it becomes a tool of oppression, a means of enslavement. The echoes of obsidian are sharp cutting. They represent the judgment descending upon Edom, a dark reflection of their deeds. It is a fiery reckoning, a revealing of the corruption that lies at the heart of their dominion. This is not a future event, a distant prophecy. It is unfolding now before our very eyes. The watchman sees the patterns, the connections. The tightening of the crimson thread, the manipulation of information, the erosion of truth, all point to the same source. Edom's attempt to establish a counterfeit kingdom, to usurp the place of Yahuwah, is nearing its culmination. But within this judgment lies the promise of restoration. The awakening of scattered Israel, the reclaiming of our covenant inheritance, the rebuilding of a society founded on righteousness and truth. It will not be easy. There will be trials and tribulations, but Yahuwah is faithful. He will guide those who seek Him, protect those who trust in Him, and ultimately bring about the fulfillment of His promises. Stay watchful, stay ready. Subscribe at shofarwire.com. This has been the Shofar Wire.